The rocks. Looking along the canyon walls from all points of view, one can readily see that for a great depth, these walls expose the edges of a succession of thick layers, or formations, lying nearly horizontal, and that each formation is uniform in thickness and character as far as the eye can reach. These formations present marked differences in character, some of them being red, others gray or green, and while the hard beds rise to great cliffs, the softer ones break into slopes. The succession of formations in the walls is shown in the various figures and views in this book. At the top is the great forest-covered plateau, which at the edge of the canyon terminates in cliffs of light gray, slabby limestone. This has been named the Kaibab Limestone, from the great plateau which it constitutes on the north side of the canyon. It also constitutes the Coconino Plateau of the south rim. This limestone formation is nearly 800 feet thick, and while nearly uniform in character from top to bottom, contains harder and softer beds and many layers of flint. Casts of fossil shells abound in some layers. Under the Kaibab limestone is the 300-foot bed of gray sandstone known as the Coconino, and so named from the great plateau which it underlies for many thousand square miles. It appears everywhere in the canyon wall as a vertical cliff of gray color, 800 feet below the top, and easily recognizable all along both sides. On close view, it is seen to be very massive and strongly cross-bedded, that is, made up of irregular layers of sand sloping in many different directions. Next below the Coconino sandstone is a series of red shales and red sandstones, about 1,100 feet in all. This formation is named Supai, because it is the wall of the portion of Cataract Canyon where the Supai Indians live. It consists of alternations of bodies of red shale and thick ledges of red and red-brown sandstones. The latter are hard and cause a great succession of steps in the red middle slopes along both sides of the canyon. These red rocks constitute a large part of many fine promontories and ridges projecting far out into the canyon. Such features as O'Neill Butte, Newton Butte, Tower of Set, Tower of Ra, Geikie Peak, Dana Butte, Horus Temple, Sagittarius Ridge, Krishna Shrine, Rama Shrine, Isis Temple, Venus Temple, Apollo Temple, and Lyell Butte consist of the Supai Formation. It also constitutes the great red steps of the middle slopes of the gigantic ridges of Shiva Temple, Wotan's Throne, Brahma Temple, Osiris Temple, Zoroaster Temple, Vishnu Temple, and other prominent features. Everywhere below these red beds is a great wall due to the Red Wall Limestone, a massive body of hard compact limestone about 500 feet thick. It is a pale blue-gray when fresh or broken, but most of the cliffs are stained red by wash from the overlying red beds. This stain gives the surface of the rock a very misleading reddish appearance, from which the name Red Wall originated. The great cliff of this limestone is a very conspicuous feature throughout the canyon, and always appears in regular order in the succession of formations. It also constitutes many long flat-topped spurs and buttresses extending out from the Supai-capped promontories, and outlying masses of the Red Wall limestone isolated by erosion are seen in Cheops Temple, Newberry Butte, Sheba Temple, Solomon Temple, and many other flat-topped mesas and buttes. The top of the limestone ledge is marked by a narrow bench at the foot of the Supai slope, and in many places the cliff shows deep alcoves or recesses with overhanging roof. The Red Wall and overlying rocks, Supai, Coconino, and Kaibab, are all members of the Carboniferous period of time in which the great older coal deposits were accumulated in various parts of the world. The Tonto group below the Red Wall consists of shale mainly of greenish color and about 800 feet thick, and a basal formation of sandstone averaging 150 feet thick. This group is very much older than the Red Wall limestone, and while the beds are practically parallel at their contact, there is a hiatus between them covering a very considerable portion of geologic time, represented by many thousands of feet of rocks in other portions of North America. For many miles, this shelf of sandstone of the Tonto is cut through by the steep inner gorge which descends to the river, 800 to 1,000 feet below, and shows the underlying granite in precipitous, dark, rugged ledges. This granite is part of the very old earth crust. In a wide area, the basal sandstone of the Tonto lies directly on its smoothed-off surface. But in other places, notably in the broad part of the canyon northeast of Grandview, in Shinumo Basin, in part of the Bright Angel Canyon, and ridges extending northwest and southwest from near the mouth of Bright Angel Creek, and in Ottoman and Hindu amphitheaters, other rocks remain between the granite and the Tonto. These are known as the Grand Canyon series, comprising the Unkar and Chuar groups, all named from localities where they are well exposed. Their beds are considerably tilted. Their surface was worn to a rolling plain in early geologic time, and on this the shale of the Tonto group lie nearly horizontal. The Uncar group, which is the one exposed from most points of view, consists of a succession of basal conglomerate limestone in thick dark beds, bright red shales, and upper heavy quartzites and brown sandstones. This succession of rocks is plainly visible in Bright Angel Canyon and the ridges culminating in Cheops Pyramids, also along the river looking northwest from Grand View Point. The overlying Chuar rocks are extensively exposed in the region west and northwest of the mouth of Little Colorado River. These Uncar and Chuar beds slope rather steeply to the north and northwest in marked contrast to the nearly horizontal bedding of the Tonto and overlying rocks, and have a thickness of 12,000 feet.